What's up, goddesses? My name is Miracle, and you are listening to the Goddess Tribe Podcast.
Welcome back to the Goddess Tribe Podcast. Today on the podcast, we have our next guest in the series titled A Circle of Brotherhood. Welcome to the show, Wisdom Love the Poet.
Hey, how you doing, Queen?
I'm doing great, King. How are you?
Phenomenal. Today is a beautiful, beautiful day.
Yes, yes. Can you please tell the tribe where they can find you on social media?
You can find me on Instagram at Wisdom Love the Poet 7. Find me at www.wisdomlove.com.
So can you please tell the tribe where they can find you on social media?
Wisdom Love the Poet on Instagram, 777, or at www.wisdomlovethepoet.com.
And tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm just a person. I'm just trying to figure it out. I'm on a journey. I'm living a spiritual, physical journey, just trying to figure things out day by day, you know. I don't got it all figured out, but I'm analytical enough to try to study it and enjoy the journey while
That's
I'm here,
so.
You know.
So how many journeys are you on currently?
Well, I'm always on a spiritual journey because we're spiritual first and then physical. So always on a spiritual journey. I'm basically on a journey on trying to body in their individualities. Like, I'm just trying to love people where they're at, because it's very important that you love people where they're at, because you never know what
definitely.
They're going to blossom into, you know, being patient with them.
I definitely agree with you, because, you know, like you said, you really don't know where somebody's at, and especially for moms and fathers out there, you really don't know who you're raising until you raise them and find out. So that's one of the miraculous things
exactly.
about life is you just never know, but you gotta keep living, you know?
Exactly.
So
that's right.
What is
that's right.
your definition on being a man?
My definition of being a man, it's not really, how can I say, being a man is, for me, is balance. Like, you gotta balance masculinity and femininity. You can't just say, oh, I'm gonna be all masculine or I'm gonna be all feminine. You gotta have a healthy duality, in my perception. Like, the definition of being a man is trying to be one with a woman and one with your community. Because I honestly believe in oneness. Like, I believe that everybody has to work together to build forever. It takes everyone's hand in
right.
to build a pyramid.
That's
if you
right.
speak in Egyptian terms, you know, it can't just be oh, I'm a man, so I'm self-sufficient. Yeah, in the nuclear home, because we're Americans, so we live in a nuclear home where you have to be that, you know, that perspective of a man. But I feel like it failed us. The Western
oh, yeah.
outlook on life failed us, and that's why we're going so much turmoil. I think we need to go back to our roots, where it
yes.
took a village to raise a child, where it took community
yes.
to advance, you know? So it just takes more than that. Hang on. I'm a man to learn how to build community instead of trying to make it all about yourself by saying, oh, this is what defines me as a man. And that's just my opinion. It may not be true, but that's what I think
so
concerning
you believe
the matter,
in,
you know?
Duality. The fact that a man can also have
exactly
masculine and feminine genes to make them one.
Exactly. Because to relate to a woman, you have to relate to her and her femininity. If I'm going to speak to you, especially like goddess, I'm
yes.
speaking to you. And if I'm speaking to you, then I need to relate to your femininity. Because if I come at you with masculine energy and you don't really know what to do with it, you don't know how to comprehend it, you don't really know what it's coming
exactly.
across as, you could take it as volatile. You could easily take
exactly.
it as volatile. But if I put a little femininity on it, it'll be easier for you to receive the message from me as being
yes.
a man, you
especially
know?
Especially with, you know, most women, we think from a natural side of things. We're actually more nurturing than nature. While nature is more
yes,
logistics,
yes.
analytical, more logic thinking. You know, us women, we are soft, you know, kindred, or that's who we are supposed to, you know what I'm saying, as a means of, that's how we were made. You know, we were...
Exactly. It's almost like the analogy of the washing machine trying to do a dryer's application. Like, a washing machine can't do what a dryer does, and a dryer can't do what a washing machine does. But if you put those two things together, the clothes
That's
will
right.
be good.
I see. Oh, my goodness. Yes. What was the moment in your life you knew for sure that you had became a man?
I can say that, once again, like, I wouldn't say that I became a man. I would say I became, like, a balanced
yes.
human being. Is when I started to look outside of my Christian beliefs. Because I'm a Christian, first and foremost. That's my foundation. That's where I started. But it wasn't until I looked into my shadow
yes.
work and said, okay, it's got to be more than just Christianity. I understand that Christ is the truth, way, and the life, and that's what I'm taught from birth. But it has to be more to the story. It can't just be light. There
right.
must be darkness. Because for every light, there's a darkness. And for every darkness, there's a light. So I just kind of went out of my comfort zone, so to say, and said, you know what? I'm going to literally study my African beliefs and see what it's all about. And I learned so many things to where it was like, wow, I couldn't be complete unless I looked into the other side of things. Like, and I'm still on that journey, so don't get it twisted. I'm still a work in progress. I wouldn't even say I'm a definition of a complete man by American standards, but I'm growing, and I'm willing to stay rooted in the soil that I'm in and putting whatever fertilizer that I have so I can society as a whole, you know, because I'm thinking about the whole.
Yes.
I ain't just thinking about me and the equation, you know.
Well, King,
even
being a work in progress, remember, we're all a work in progress. We all don't have our stuff together, even though some of us like to believe so. You know what I'm saying? Life is a progress.
Oh, that's ego. That's ego.
That's right.
That's
okay.
ego.
Life is a process. And it's also
it is.
Progress.
Facts.
So.
That's right. Okay. Facts.
As long as
yes.
you know that you are aligned with your journey, you're going to get where you're going. So.
That's right.
Exactly.
That's right.
So, I mean, I do appreciate you telling me this because, honestly, like, this has been something that a lot of people really don't talk about. They don't talk about how being a man is more to it than what meets the eye. Okay? Especially
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Especially a black man in this country. Like, what do you think about your manhood or just being, you know what I'm saying, a brother in America? Like, what kind of social or even economical challenges are you facing or have you faced within your boyhood / manhood that you can, you know, take away from that?
Well, from my personal experience, I can honestly say, and this is just being honest, like, I am thankful to be an American.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, we live in a capitalistic society. And unfortunately, the way this society was started, we know it was wrong. We know it wasn't right. It had its shortcomings. But every society that ever existed has had some form of shortcomings, had some kind of growing pains that they had to go through.
Right.
So for me, instead of looking at it as a negative, I say, you know what? If I'm living in a system that's systematically oppressing my people, then I need to play chess.
Right.
Because in chess, there's a winner and there's a loser. There's somebody that has checkmated and there's someone that can learn from their mistakes so they can become a better chess player. So instead of saying, oh, woe is me in America, I'm more like, I am victorious. I am going to come out more than a conqueror. I'm going to come out more better than I was when I first started. It's all about perspective to me. So I don't look at it like, oh man, woe is me, I'm an American, I'm black. I look at it, thank God I was born in a country where I can have generational wealth, because if I apply myself accordingly, if Jay-Z can become a billionaire, Wisdom Love the Poet can become a billionaire. If Beyonce can be a billionaire, then Goddess You can be a billionaire.
Exactly.
And that happened in America, you know?
Exactly.
So I don't sit up there and say that I'm so suppressed to where I can't show up and show out in progress, you know?
Yes.
So that's just where I'm at. Like, you know, I got a winner's mentality. I just don't go for the victim narrative. Like, I don't play upon the victim narrative, because we got to move past that. We got to go from victims to victorious at some point in the game.
I love that analogy of that life is like a chessboard. And anybody who's ever played chess knows you queen than to be a pawn, right? And so, you know, king and queen,
movement,
supreme. And if you're not on this chessboard, you know what I'm saying? There's no other game you're playing unless you're playing checkers, and that's not any kind of way of life to live. So you have to, you know, have the wisdom. And I love that your name is Wisdom. It's all aligned.
Wisdom of the poet. You already know.
It's all aligned, and everything that you're learning, everything that you're growing, it's beautiful to see that on you. It's, you know what I'm saying, where you started and where you are now. It's just amazing. And I truly thank you for being here. So what personal challenges, or matter of fact, what are some misconceptions that women have about manhood and about, you know, men in general? And how has that shaped your life and your perspective?
That's a deep subject there, Goddess. And I have no experience, so I don't want to generalize anything, because I didn't have the opportunity to date a lot of queens, and I done been in like poly relationships, I done been in a monogamous relationship, so I done been in a lot of different kinds of relationships. But I think that the common misconception that's happening is people are not being honest,
yes,
about their intentions. Like, I think if people were more honest about their intentions from the start, like saying, okay, this is what I want, this is what I see, and this is what I want to become. I think that if we can allow ourselves to be honest during the beginning of the process, there won't be no confusion during the end of the process. Because a lot of times, I done been on both sides of the spectrum. I done been the manipulator, I done been the motivator. I done been the builder, and I done been the destroyer. Because I wasn't perfect in all my relationships. I done fell short in a lot of my relationships. But what I've learned through indulging with different queens, that you just got to be honest about your intentions. Like, some can't live up to your dreams. Some of them can't live up to your goals. Some people just can't live up to it. And if they can't, you need to be honest about it. You need to say, you know what, if this is not where you're going, let us be platonic. Let us be friends. Because you don't have to become an enemy once you separate in that aspect. And I think a lot of times we either feel like we're the friends or foes. But you can be a diplomat. You don't have to be a friend or a foe. You can just be a diplomat.
Exactly.
You can be neutral. You're like, and I think a lot of people just get this mindset that, oh, that's my enemy, or she's my enemy, or he's my enemy. And it all goes back to that mindset of perspective. Like, you're not supposed to think that just because someone doesn't have your common goals in mind that they're your enemy. They may not be on the same life path as you, and that's okay, because we all have our own shine.
Exactly.
Here in the universe, you know?
And so, honestly, it makes me think that, you know, people are being brainwashed into believing these misconceptions, and as a whole, especially with men and women, and you know, our Black sisters and brothers too. I feel like, you know, when you are aligned in everything you're doing, and you know that you're doing good, and you know that you're living a good life because good things come to you, then it would lead you in a better or a wiser, more enlightened perspective. But when you focus,
right,
yourself,
right,
on so many challenges in life that happens, whether you are a good person or not, right? BS happens whether you're a good person or not, but it's how you respond to life circumstances. It's what you do,
right,
in the heat,
right,
of what happens to you, right? And like you said, you know, you're not the type of person that is trying to say, woe is me. Instead, you're going to deal with this situation with a good, a good boomerang, right? Like, you're not going to attack the situation with the same energy as it came to you. Instead, you're going to elevate. And
that's right.
To realize this, you know? We need to be the vibration and elevating our systems so that we can do better. Because when you know better,
you do better.
Okay.
Oh, that's powerful, Goddess. That's powerful. And just piggybacking off what you're saying is, you have to separate to elevate. And that sometimes means you got to be a hermit. Like, because I was a hermit for a while where I didn't date for a year. I was just by myself and it was just me. It's not that I didn't attract goddesses or stuff like that, but I was saying to myself that I need to find me. I need to figure out who I am in this spectrum I call life. And I think a lot of times people don't want to do the work as far as the self-care work, as far as learning themselves and learning how to be the best version of themselves. I think a lot of people get into the mindset of codependency where they're like, you know what, I can't function unless I have somebody affectionate to me or someone boosting me or someone giving me the motivation I need. You got to have all that coming in, or at least you got to be willing to work with another individual with the mindset that if they fail me, I'm going to try my best to succeed, you know, even if they fail me. Like, I'm not trying to put all these unrealistic expectations on the queen or the king, whatever your preference is, just to get by. No, I'm trying to be a conducive person in the relationship to where I'm bringing growth. I'm bringing positive approach. I'm bringing something of value. Because a lot of people are looking for something, but nobody's talking about what they're bringing.
Exactly.
You know?
Ooh, I see. Yes. With that said, we will be right back after these short messages. So, wow, that was so deep and insightful. I really, truly appreciate that because, like I said, you know, it is very true. We live in a society, we live in a system that is not really teaching us about growth and about responsibility and accountability and being able to be, you know, being able to allow everything that we are to be of service to others. And I think that we need more conversations around shadow working and what that actually means and how.
That's powerful. Yes, we do. Yes, we do, goddess. Shadow work is indeed necessary in this society. Because I, you know, like a lot of people, because I love art. I'm a very artsy kind of guy.
Yes.
And a lot of people think I'm a Satanist. They automatically assume this guy must be a Satanist because of the way he operates. They don't even know how I operate. But the problem is, it's not up to them to know. Until you are able to comprehend all aspects of life, because there's so many spectrums of the rainbow, right? So if you see the colors in the spectrums, you couldn't say, oh, the rainbow was supposed to just be blue, or the rainbow was supposed to be just green. And I think a lot of people have that one-track mind where they be like, oh, things are just supposed to be this way. That's just not the case.
Exactly.
You know, life is just about originality. When you look in the sky, the cloud formation is never the same. Every day it's a new cloud formation. So when you look at the shapes, you'd be like, wow, I'm looking at the shapes. This wasn't how it looked yesterday. Even nature likes to do its own art.
Exactly.
And it does it at a perfection. You know?
That's right.
So
that's exactly right. You know, we have to change the narrative and remember that, you know, individuality is important. You know, why would you want to be someone else when you could be yourself?
Right, exactly.
And, you know, with that perspective, in your opinion, what is the true meaning of brotherhood?
For me, I believe the true meaning of brotherhood is just being willing to interact with love. Because that was something that I suffered with, goddess. Like, I always felt like when I try to talk to a man about how to, like, step up or how to be more productive, I would get a lot of backlash, or I would get somebody saying, oh, you're just a hippie. You know, some derogatory name, because they don't want to change the state of their being, because they're comfortable and they're complacent and they're okay with their suffering because they're willing to suffer in silence. And me, as being trying to be a brother and say, hey, I'm trying to reach one, teach one, I'm trying to educate you, a lot of times it falls on deaf ears, but I'm starting to understand that brotherhood is about planting seeds.
Exactly.
I might not see that seed grow, but as long as I know that I'm putting positive material into that brother's heart, or I'm speaking life to that king, then I know for a fact one day it'll manifest, especially if I keep my vibration high. Because nothing that I do will come back in void, because I'm planting it with the intentions for it to grow. You know, and as long as my intentions are set to the right vibration, I believe that my kings will receive what I'm saying, and it will manifest in their life, and they will be able to connect without the controversy of, I should do things this way because I'm in my ego right now, or I'm in my pride right now. So I do think we'll come together so we can build on a common goal as far as brotherhood is concerned.
Absolutely right. I think that, you know, brotherhood, even when your life is not set up the way that you like it to be, use your life
right.
as an example. I don't care if you're an ex-con or, you know, if you've been to prison or, you know, or did something wrong in your life and had to pay the price. Use that as your stepping ground to show these youngins, these young kings and
queens, right.
that
That's right.
this is the way you don't want to go. And this is how I changed my life. This is, you know what I'm saying? Like you said, plant
exactly.
the seed. Sometimes,
exactly.
Sometimes you gotta plant the seed in your own hood. You can't make it big and you know, like these rappers today, and move out of your own hood to a suburban and then teach children that all there's left to life is money, drugs, and sex, right? You have to plant the seed right in your own hood, period. That's the only way.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
That's the only way you're going to cultivate a change, right? If you want the change to happen, you have to be the change. And this is what a lot of, you know, enlightened queens, we just want, you know, our leaders back. We want our kings back. We want our kings to know that no matter what is going on in their lives, because they've suffered so much with oppression and police brutality and, you know, all of these things, that we're not the ones trying to fight them too. We're right beside them,
right.
neck and neck. You know what I'm saying?
Right, exactly. But, you know, like, just to piggyback off what you said, Goddess, it's like, I believe Bob Marley gave us a powerful message on this. It's like, if you know that you're in Babylon, because, like, if you know that you're in Babylon and you know that your oppressors got you in a system where they don't want you to succeed, then it's your job to educate yourself, first and foremost, to educate yourself, because you can't expect a system that is oppressing you to educate you enough to overthrow that very system that is oppressing
exactly.
you. So it takes for you to say, you know what? I'm going to educate myself. I'm going to motivate myself. I'm going to put these things into perspective so I can overcome or overstand the system that is trying to bring me down. And I feel like a lot of kings and a lot of queens, a lot of young people should go listen to Bob Marley. As far, I know he's dead, but he's alive to
That's
me.
Right.
And you just got to listen to what this man had to say, because everything that we're going through in 2020, he's already spoken about. Because, you know, in Jamaica, the government system been killing people.
Yes.
You know, the government is literally letting you know, we want to kill you. It's like, it's blatant out there. It's more secretive here or under the radar here, but in other countries, it's more prevalent that your government is trying to kill you. And I think that since our government is more like, you know, petty with it, they don't want to be out in the open, we're trying to suppress you with it, I think that we get comfortable, because we'd be like, well, it ain't that
exactly.
bad. It ain't that bad. But that mentality just puts you into a deeper form of oppression.
That's right. if you are comfortable with having somebody in your pockets and in your hood and making more money in your own hood than you,
facts,
you gotta
facts.
Wake up. Because you are not.
You gotta wake up. But you know what? You know what? You know what, Goddess? They can have the hood, because I'm out of
exactly.
nature. And guess who owns nature? No one. So we all can share. We got plenty of land, because I'm here in Florida. I don't know where you're at, Goddess, but I'm here in Florida, and we got plenty of beach. Oh, nice. I've never been there, but I got some cool friends from up there. Like, but they sharp. They sharp as hell. I'm talking about they Gillette sharp. Because, you know, us Floridians, our stereotype is we a little crazy. That's the stereotype for the Floridians, you know. But some of us got sense. You just got to seek us out.
I mean, did you ever have a mentor, though, growing up? Or were you your own mentor?
I honestly can say I haven't had a mentor, but I come from, like, I have a two-parent household. Like, I have a mother and a father.
Okay.
My parents are older. I'm basically like a new branch from an old tree. Like, my parents are in their 70s, and I'm in my 20s. So that, you know, I just came from older parents, and I think that that's important because I came from a two-parent household,
yes.
and my parents have been married 50 years. And I think from coming from a two-parent household and my parents being married 50 years, they installed morality in me. They gave me a system of, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for
yes.
anything. So I think through having parents, it blessed me with the opportunity to be properly educated, to be properly loved, to be properly catered to, because they have more than enough time to work together to build on me as being their son. And I think that we need to get back to that, to the point where we have more, you know, two-parent households.
Right.
Not saying that's the way it got to be, but it'll be helpful to help the future, because there's a lot of single mothers out there, and they shouldn't be single the way that they are. It shouldn't be like that, because people are just having sex and dumping their spirits on people.
Exactly.
You know, they're just building soul ties.
That's right.
You know, they're not actually trying to build foundations and generational wealth and trying to build something that's going to last forever. They're just trying to do it for now. The instant gratification mindset. They just want some microwave love.
Oh, yeah.
They don't want to cook love no more.
Oh, yeah.
So,
I mean, like, in America, you know, we've all been to a degree programmed into believing, especially the black queen and the black king, you know. America has, for a long time, been trying to erase the black king from his home, you know.
Facts. That is true. That is,
you know,
that's true.
Erasing the order. And, you know, us black queens, we, for some reason, we got it in our notion that, you know, they done programmed us to think outside the box, told us that we are feminists and that we can do everything by ourselves. We're independent. We don't need no men. And all this garbage, honestly.
Very destructive. Very destructive.
Very destructive.
Very destructive.
Because let me tell you something. I also come from a family, and I have two parent home in my family, and I was raised under the notion that my father was the head of the household. He was the sole provider. He was the person that protected, you know what I'm saying, women and children, and he was looked at as the leader. And my mom...
Oh, wow, that's powerful. That's powerful, goddess. That's definitely powerful.
You know what I'm saying? My mom, you know, she's also a provider, but she's a provider to her children. She knows that at any time she must be called upon to be the leader, you know, given different examples like, you know, oppression or police brutality, that she would have to do what she needed to do. But she knew in the back and the front in her mind that her husband comes first. He's the head of the household. So I grew up with that notion. I realized that, you know what I'm saying, like, it's very simple in my mind. You know what I'm saying? I'm a black queen, and all I see are black kings in my perspective. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to go outside of myself to find something in me. When, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you could date who you want
to
date.
No, I completely understand.
You know what I'm saying?
I completely understand.
Like, I just feel like my reflection has to look like me and go through the same ish I go through, you know what I'm saying? Because my oppressor is not gonna understand where I've been or how I've been. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
Yeah. I try to pride myself in talking about that, but you know what? Look, this is the Goddess Tribe podcast. We keep things gully up in here, we keep things straight and all
that's
facts.
Right.
So, but yeah, you know,
that's right.
It's about time that we as a unity, we come together, and instead of marketing everyone else's business, it's time to market our own businesses. Put worth in our own family again. Put worth in our own children again.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? And do what's best, because, you know, that's getting back to the order, getting back to the natural way of life. Okay.
Exactly.
I do believe in nature. I do believe, you know, I love being in nature. I would rather be in nature than be at home, you know what I'm saying, watching Telly's Vision, you know what I'm saying, or eating processed
food. Ooh, say it again, Telly's
Vision.
Because it tells a lot to your vision.
Okay.
Don't, I don't believe the hype.
The revolution will not be televised, you dig? So, you know.
Facts. So, you know, facts.
The only way you're going to get this knowledge is by reading the book. You know what I'm saying? You got to read the book in order to know.
Right.
But yeah, you know. So, back to this. So, like you said, you really didn't have a mentor, but your parents were the focal point of your understanding. If you could be the voice of, you know, boys and full-grown men, kings out here that need guidance, you know, from an enlightened king like yourself, what would you say to them?
I couldn't hear you, Goddess. It was kind of breaking up on my end.
Okay, so I said, if you could give a piece of your knowledge to the gods and the, you know, the princes that are listening to the Goddess Tribe podcast that need some insight, what would you say to them?
Oh, I got one for you. For my kings and queens out there, my granddaddy got a saying that he passed down, and it's always helped me look at life in a certain way with a positive perspective is, if it wasn't for mistakes, there wouldn't be an eraser on a pencil. So you can always re-illustrate your life, and there's always two sides to the pencil. One that you write with, and one that you are able to rewrite with because you're able to erase. And just because you erase doesn't mean you're lagging in the race. It's just showing that you're willing to grow, and you're willing to edit something, because we all need editing.
That's right.
Don't ever think that you ain't up for the edit. Because even like these little iPhones that we have, or these Samsungs that we have, to sell you a perfect phone, they still have to update a perfect phone. So always be willing
to
universal update. So if he throws you an eraser, or the god and you throws you an eraser, or you yourself as a god you an eraser, use it. Don't say, oh, I don't want it because it's room for growth. You gotta erase. So it wouldn't be an eraser on a pencil.
Yes, I see. Okay. Thank you so much. I mean, I really do appreciate you. I really appreciate the energy you brought to the Goddess Tribe podcast and the fact that
Thank you for having me. Like I told you before, Goddess, I was nervous. Like, I'm still nervous. Don't get me wrong. So you can be both. You can be confident and nervous at the same time. Don't let nobody fool you.
That's right. Like I'm nervous too. I've been doing this for what, 2-3 years now, and I'm still nervous.
What? Oh my God! Oh, kudos. It takes a strong person to do what you're doing, because we live in such a, and I'm not trying to cut you off, but we live in such a sensitive society to where you have to literally be mindful of what you say. But you know what? The truth cannot be opposed. If it is the truth, it will always set the captives free. So I don't care what sensitivity level people have. If it's the truth, guess what? You're going to have to deal with it.
I love that. That's just like saying, if you build it, they will come. You know, I'm not worried about, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not worried about nobody feeling some type of way. If you feel some type of way and it was the truth, then let the truth shall lead you on your way. That's right.
And if you don't like the truth, there's a podcast for you. If you don't like the truth, there's a podcast for people that don't like the truth. They got podcasts for every genre of folks.
That's right. I thank you. I thank you guys so much. You know, you already know this is not the last time you're going to see, you know what I'm saying? This is not the last time you're going to listen to the Wisdom Love Poet. Wisdom Love the Poet, okay?
Please
tell the tribe again where they can find you, and y'all better follow him and go to his website and like his stuff. I'm telling you, you won't regret it.
Thank you. You can find me on Instagram at WisdomLoveThePoet777, or you can find me at www.wisdomlovethepoet.com. It's a blog. It's a place that you can be free to get different kinds of information. It's just a gumbo of information, so everyone enjoy.
Yes, and with that said, we're out. I see.
I say.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast episode. Make sure to connect with me on Instagram at thegoddesstribe_podcast. Asi, Ashi, Shalom.